Ah, come in. Hi, there you are. Could you shut the door behind you, please? Perfect, thank you. Come on in, come on in. How's your day today? Yes, that board meeting, that was difficult to be a part of, to say in the least. Oh God, some of those older members, they can be such battle axes sometimes, you know. It's just difficult to communicate to them, you know, the ways that the world has changed, and you know, I'm always advocating for keeping up with current trends and all of that, and I just feel they're very hard to get through to. So anyway, I'm glad you witnessed that though, so you could see what I have to deal with on occasion. Right. No, of course. I didn't call you in to gossip about the board. Sit, please. Yeah, make yourself comfortable right there, right in front of my desk. So how are you? And really, I mean, how are you? That wasn't just a polite question. I'm really curious to know how your first month has gone here at the job. Oh, that's great. Oh, that's wonderful. I really like hearing that you're enjoying your time here. Yeah, you're finding the work satisfactory. Not too mind-numbing. It's okay if it is. You can say it. No, I much prefer to be honest about all of these things, and you know, obviously I am your boss, but really, I prefer to have more open relationships with those who work under me. Well, it's just the traditional boss or manager employee relationship is just so fraught, you know? I don't find it pleasurable or really all that productive to rely so much on, you know, those hierarchical roles. It's just a bit much, I think. Well, yes, and that's, you know, a little bit why I've asked you to come visit me today. You know, I've noticed something about you. You could say yes, I've been watching you a little bit. Well, I noticed how direct you are, how engaged you can be with your work, how focused you are, really. There's a determination about you that I don't see in a lot of other employees. And I find it quite intriguing, really. Oh, has no one described you using those qualities before? Oh, that's a surprise to me. You really do have that focus, that, again, that determination that just, it only comes once in a while with certain employees. It's, you know, it's inherent in some people. In others, it's something, you know, you have to work very hard to pull out of them. But with you, it feels very natural. And you know, it reminds me of me a little bit when I first started working here. Yeah, so you've been very interesting to watch as you navigate this company and the way you handle your new clients. Really, it's been entertaining. Now, for why I've brought you in here today, I was curious if perhaps you might like to work a little bit closer with me. How would that sound? Well, that's good to hear. What would it entail? Well, I suppose you would be working as my assistant in some ways. Don't get me wrong, you would still be, you know, still have your own clients and your own projects. still managing all of that, but you would take on the additional role of shadowing me, perhaps is a better way of saying it. Essentially, I would like to put you in the position of eventually taking my position one day. That is, if the board recognizes that I actually have VP potential. Yes, that might take some convincing, unfortunately, but that's a story for another time. No, I'm really interested in spending more time with you, teaching you, and just overall working a lot closer together. There's a lot I could teach you about working here, about climbing this corporate ladder and getting what you want. Something I've learned how to do and something I've been doing for many years now. And like I said, you remind me of me in more ways than one. I really think this arrangement between us could be quite lucrative. Very pleasurable. And if you'd like, I'll show you exactly how to get what you want. Well, if it is something you're interested in, perhaps we can talk details. For instance, we would get you out of that shoddy little office of yours with no windows. I hate those. They're like cages. And perhaps you could join me here in my office. Yeah, as you can see, there's plenty of room. We could certainly outfit that wall over there in front of the window with your personal desk. And, yes, we would be spending a lot more time together. Don't worry, this isn't something like a competition. I don't feel that I need to have an eye on you or anything. It's more like, I like you, and I think we could do a lot of good things together. And the way you're looking at me, I'm starting to think you agree. Do you like working here? Do you like having me as your boss? It's good to know. I like that blouse, by the way. It's very nice. It really accentuates your features. So, details. In addition to moving you into my office, you and I would probably have to have a number of late-night sessions here at the office. Working late is, unfortunately, a large part of my job. It seems the work never ends. And I think doing work with you would make it a lot more pleasurable. I just sense that we're very similar in some very particular ways. Do you agree? In these late night office sessions, well, to be quite frank, I really don't like to spend all that much time in the office, so on occasion I think we would probably have them at my apartment. Is that something you'd be willing to do? Late nights in my home? Of course, we wouldn't really want any other employees to know about these sessions, right? Well, you understand, people get the wrong idea. They think, oh, those two, they're working so closely together, they must be scheming about something. It's nothing like that, it's just, I'm a bit of a private person, and I would like to keep yours and my relationship, working relationship, of course. I would just like to keep that between us. How does that sound? Wonderful. Well, I can say with confidence that I'm looking forward to working with you. Why don't we start tomorrow, My office, 6 p.m. We'll get started and see where things go from there.